Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. I have over 24 years of experience working with the lymphatic system to help numerous problems because I feel the lymphatic system, when it's not working, is creating most of our health problems, and we'll learn about that more in detail. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and digestive issues in autism by balancing pH. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course that's available now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we are filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. And they're not hard steps. Really, it's very simple. Understanding this myth science, I develop body work called Lymphractic that I use to help clients in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up their lymphatic system to boost their immune system and natural detoxification to make them feel more relaxed in their body and mind, but it really gets to the root cause of our health problems. We're filling with cellular waste and inflammation, and when I do a few sessions of Lymphractic, you feel much different due to reduced inflammation in your body. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world, taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. You have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. So, children on the spectrum often have more than cognitive impairment. They have irritated, inflamed skin, you can actually see it, and digestive issues. Often, when people have digestive issues, whether it's a child on the spectrum or, you know, any individual, their abdominal tissues get hard like rocks. They're not supposed to be hard like rocks. They're supposed to be soft. And when they become hard like rocks, they don't function well. The lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that maintains and cleans your body and brain. Your skin, your muscles, your bones, organs, blood vessels, nerves, and brain are dependent on a healthy, flowing lymphatic system. Think of it as a plumbing system or the river that must clean up waste through your body. And when it's not flowing, we have one major lymph vessel on either side of our neck, one tiny vessel, and has to get the lymph flow from all thousands of vessels in your body. And when we get tight in our shoulders, when we have a little bit of acidity in our body or congestion, our lymphatic system does not function as well. And we become filled up with cellular waste and inflammation when the lymphatic system is not working. For over a decade since publishing my book, I have been screaming at the top of my voice that most health problems are due to cellular waste building in the body or brain. Well, in the past few years, many diseases have been linked to the buildup of cellular waste: osteoarthritis, atherosclerosis, heart failure, breast cancer, ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and Huntington's disease. Most neurological diseases, and I believe autism is one of these, where our children are filling up with cellular waste in their brain, and we're missing this. And we're mostly missing that the fact that the lymph system can actually help this problem. So you can help a child on a spectrum who has a digestive issue like IBS, whether it's constipation or more loose bowels or pain in the abdominal tissues, by balancing their pH to improve circulation and lymph flow. Fortunately, this will also help their cognition and skin problems like eczema. Once you understand the lymphatic system and how it maintains every system in the body, it is easy to see how when the lymphatic system becomes compromised, whether it's from vaccinations, the child becoming overly acidic, dehydrated, many different reasons, antibiotics, the brain, digestion, and skin can all become affected if the lymphatic system were not functioning optimally. And I see this often. Parents tell me that, geez, my kid about 15 months, just everything just changed, his digestion, his skin, he couldn't think anymore. And that's because of the lymphatic system. Now, you hear me talk about a direct lymph-brain connection, that in 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. Now, I've worked with lymphatic vessels in the brain since 1995. So, again, this is new information. This, now they know that there's a direct lymph-brain connection. But we know for sure the lymphatic system must maintain every system, so it maintains the digestive system. And when it can't maintain the digestive system, it becomes full with inflammation and excess fluid, and that's what makes it hard and stiff. So when the lymphatic system is not working optimally, and remember, it has to complete circulation in your body and brain can build up with cellular waste similar to log jams in a river. That limits circulation, and this creates inflammation and really is the beginning of most health problems. In some individuals with autism, you can see the inflammation on their skin. It is red, hot, and inflamed. And this same inflammation is also occurring in the digestive system and probably even in the brain. I just want to remind you that I help clients who have cancer, Lyme disease, pain, brain issues, swelling, autism in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphpractic. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and improve natural detoxification to make you more relaxed in your body and mind. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course that everybody needs to know about their lymphatic system and how to maintain it, detox your lymphatic system, boost your brain weight loss and life. It's 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help you learn to detox and maintain your lymphatic system or a child's. We're really missing this information. It's scary. We're eating and creating many of our own problems, and I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not a vegan. I've just learned how to clean up my diet for a few days a week, or some people may have to do it for months, to reduce inflammation, and it makes a difference in your life. So studies on inflammation also show that children who have autism, they don't clean as well. They don't detox as well. And I see that. They just have a sluggish lymphatic system. So we have to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. Now, even though I'm going to talk about foods here, I know some children don't eat but certain things, and that's okay. Then you have to use supplements. But we have to start, you know, seeing what foods are they eating. Is it mostly acid or alkaline forming? And I can tell you from my experience that kids, especially on the spectrum, have mostly chicken fingers and, you know, bland foods and don't want to branch out. If your kid is eating salads and vegetables, then you're a lucky person. So diet plays a large role in reducing toxicity. So we want to limit processed foods, wheat, sugar, and red meat. And again, especially for a short period of time, we have to clean up the diet. An alkaline diet, more fruits and vegetables, and we want to limit grains. Even brown rice and whole wheat flour is still acid forming. With children who won't eat more alkaline, supplements are important to help balance pH and break down cellular waste in the body and brain. We want to drink water, plenty of water with minerals, mountain spring water, alkaline water. If you're drinking reverse osmosis water or distilled water, add minerals, right? And make sure your kid is drinking water, because often you'll give them some water and it sits there. So make sure you know what they're drinking and how much they're drinking. So parents, start giving your children a couple of alkalizing supplements like magnesium. We all need magnesium and benefit from it. And potassium. Take biweekly Epsom salt baths with baking soda. 2 cups of Epsom salt, 1 cup of baking soda. And the child can sit in for about 20 minutes, depending on their age. Not hot, just lukewarm. I love Natural Calm for kids. It's a magnesium supplement that they take magnesium carbonate and citric acid. They combine them, and you put this in hot water, and it makes a chemical reaction, and it makes a highly absorbable form of magnesium in your body. So, and it's a liquid, so it's really easy for children. Just drink it slowly. Don't have them drink it all at one time, and they even have flavors. Start supplementing your diet. We talked about magnesium, potassium, baking soda, a daily green drink if they'll drink it. A powdered one works well. These help to buffer acid in the body. And this, when we buffer acid, we improve lymph flow. So pH is very important, right? That's the key. pH means potential of hydrogen. It's just testing a solution and telling you if it's acidic or alkaline. Well, when our body fluids become acidic, then our lymph tissues or our lymphatic tissues constrict, even our microcirculation, our blood circulation, our tissues constrict, and now some part of your body is not getting good circulation. That could happen in the brain, digestion, the skin, any part of the body. So we really want to understand the power So probiotics are important to create a healthy microbiome. The microbiome is where your bacteria live, and we want more good bacteria than bad bacteria. And when we're acidic, then our microbiome is not very healthy. So some probiotics are really very useful, but we have to understand that they also, in their acting of, in their role of breaking down waste, they make us more acidic. So taking omega-3s helps to reduce inflammation. Fish oils have been shown to work better than flax or other omega-3 oils, and you know they suggest 5 to 6 grams a day. It may seem like a lot, but it makes a difference. You can always go down to a lower dose. Curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, is a powerful anti-inflammatory, and we should all be taking this. You know, I want you to understand that even though I'm talking about all these products here, I hope if you've listened to a few of my podcasts, is that we do the same thing. We're having one imbalance in our body. We're acidic. That's stopping our lymph system. That's making waste fill in our body. And that's what's really every disease is what's coming to. So by changing our pH, making ourselves more in balance, then it opens up our body. It relaxes our brain, our digestive tissues, and allows waste to leave the system. So balancing pH is so important. If you haven't checked your child's pH, it's very simple. Get some pH test strips by Voxa pH, by Voxa International. They're a very large company, and their pH test strips are very easy to read. And you want to check saliva and urine. It might be a little too difficult if it's a young child to check urine, especially if they're in a diaper, but we want to know what is going on in their body. Saliva is telling us what's above the tissues of the shoulder, and the urine is showing us what's leaving the kidneys and the ureter. And it's amazing. My children and my wife, when I checked them, when I checked myself, we were all 100 times more acidic. We were testing about 5. And that explains all the little problems we're having with digestion and cognition and skin and irritability and aggression. It all has to do with what's going on in the brain. And I do want to mention, if you don't think acidity is important, a recent study just came out showing that Alzheimer's, they found that a new root cause, is an acidic astrocyte in the brain, meaning when the brain cell, the astrocyte, becomes acidic, it can no longer clean itself, and the brain cells become toxic. So trust me, this same thing is happening in every part of our body because we have cells in every part of our body. So again, curcumin, systemic enzymes help break down cellular waste in the body. They are key. I'm a big believer in cellular waste. Exercise to move their blood. They really have to be able to move their blood through their body. And my idea of detoxification is very different. We just change the diet a little bit to balance pH. Maybe take some supplements if they're not changing their diet. Put them through a few sessions, a few weeks of lymphatic drainage sessions or lymphopractic, and you see a difference in their body. The inflammation reduces, and they do much better. It's like creating a wave through their body, what I like to call a tsunami. When we do a few weeks of sessions, you give them baths and change some supplements and exercise them, we make a wave through their body. It picks up waste, and it brings oxygen and nutrition to the cells, and their life changes. I've seen a lot of change in children. I hope you see that this is really science that can make a difference in your child. Check out my acid alkaline food chart on my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. It's on the bottom. If I can help you understand how to help your child, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. I love to help people, and especially helping children. Next Thursday's show will be on how to help chronic pain after surgery with lymphatic system detoxification. I have had many people who have come to me, and it has been many years, sometimes 10 or 20 years, they've had their pain after surgery, and it may have taken weeks or months, but I was able to help them with that. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Osteen. Have a balanced and joyful life. And please tell someone about our website and our information and spread the word about the lymphatic system and how it can change lives. Thank you.